it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studios, and it's time for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody out there, and especially happy Easter to everybody.
Yeah, it's Holy Week and Easter Sunday coming up here, and that means you're always busy there at Heather Floral Nursery, isn't it?
Well, you know, Easter kind of kicks off spring, and it's Easter time, and Easter's a little late. You know, it's later this year.
Oh, it is? Okay.
And because sometimes it's a month ahead of this.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, with Easter being later, you can get your potatoes in on Good Friday.
Oh, that's the rule, right?
That's a kind of an old wise tale that you're supposed to plant potatoes on Good Friday. And so we'll talk about potatoes in a little bit, but just like this is the first time Paul and I have been on the garden show this year.
Yeah, Maynard filled in for me last week when we did the first show, so.
Yep, so we got Paul back.
Yep.
It's going to be kind of the same layout as we did last year. We posted Plant of the Week online and also Concern of the Week, so you can look at that. And then if you have questions, get them in there to Paul, and we'll answer questions. That's kind of what the our program is centered around.
Right.
Yeah, so we'd like to answer your question, because if you have a question, a lot of other people might have similar questions, so we're glad to answer those.
That's right. And that phone number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And it's way early in the season, Dwayne, but, you know, people are probably thinking or what they're going to do with their garden, right?
Yeah, people are starting.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Had a lady said that she, well, a lot of people have, not a lot, but some people have planted potatoes, some onions out there, and starting to gather their garden seeds. And a lot of them are just coming into the greenhouse and looking around, because we've been working since before Valentine's Day, getting the greenhouse going. So
yep.
Things are blooming already. So if you want to really feel the touch of spring, come into our greenhouses. And we do have plants in Madison now. They've been hauling plants over to the greenhouse in Madison, and we grow a lot of them in Dawson and Montevideo. So the greenhouses got plants in.
All right. That number again, 598-7301, 320-598-7301. You can just leave your question with Chris here in the office, and she'll get it to me. And so, Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week is the Easter lily, because of Easter week. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Easter lily. Easter lily is a white trumpet lily, and it's a zone 4 through 8. So zone 4 is what we are here in Knoxborough County, and so you should be able to plant that trumpet lily or the Easter lily out, and it should grow. I know my mom always did that, but plant it in a warm spot, a protected spot, and it'll come back for a few years.
What do you mean by zone 4, Dwayne?
There's a horticultural zone. The whole world is divided in zone, but the United States is divided into a different zone, and it's divided two ways. The one way is by the temperature, the lowest temperature that it gets. So ours is rated for a minus 20 degrees, okay? So that means the plants are supposed to be hardy to minus 20 degrees. Northern Minnesota is a zone 3, and if you go all the way down to the very tip of Florida, that's zone 11.
So it's by climate, what plants grow in your climate.
In your different area, yep.
Okay.
And that's rated by the low temperature, okay? And then it's also divided into an A and a B, and that's about on your soil type, okay? So we have an alkaline soil type here, so we're an A. So we're 4A.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
And a lot of people, you know, that believe in climate change or whatever, they think we're getting to be a zone 5, which means we could grow some plants that would grow down in Iowa up here.
Okay.
So you can test them out. Okay. Good thing. So zone 4 lily, what it stands for, you know, for Holy Week, it's The white lily, white trumpet lily, stands for purity, hope, and new beginnings. So a lot of people buy a lily and they bring it up to church. And like I do, my family always donates a lily to Faith Lutheran Church in memory of my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people still do that. There's probably an old tradition, but
right.
I think it's a good one.
Yeah, and you can pick them up at Heather Nursery and Floral, right?
Yep, we have different sizes and different amounts of blooms, and we have other plants too, like hydrangeas and begonias and mums and roses. So if you're looking for other plants, blooming plants at this time of the year, which is real popular, we have a lot of different blooming plants. So,
right. How can you make the Easter lily last longer? Anything you can do to make it, or how long does it last, the bloom and stuff?
It'll last a couple weeks. Okay. Yeah, there's a couple. There's always a trick to the trade.
Well, share it with us.
Well, keeping it cooler, okay? The warmer it is, the faster the bloom's going to be spent, okay? It won't last as long. So keeping it cool, you know, not freezing, but cooler. And then there's little yellow, they're called anthers. That's the one is, it's the male plant, the male part of the plant. And if you pull that pollen off, the flower will last longer.
Oh, really?
Yep, and also, you know, if you brush up against that, you'll get pollen all over you. And then you can pollinate some other flowers. But if you pull that anther off, the lily will last longer.
Okay, when do you pull it off?
As soon as you see it. When the lily opens up, you'll see and there's I think there's five of them in there. And there's as many anthers in there as there's petals on the flower.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. All right. So the Easter lily.
Easter lily.
How many Easter lilies are there in one plant?
Usually they're single flower or single plants, and we buy a lily that we kind of upgrade, so it has 7, 8, 9 flowers on each plant. Mm-hmm. You can buy, you know, ones that only have 4 or 5 flowers on. And then we buy double lilies. That means it has 2 plants in there. So that could have up to 18 flowers on it.
Wow. Okay. So not too late to get an order in, right, for Easter lily?
Please give us a call.
Okay.
Most lilies are sold from here on till Sunday.
Okay. All right. So, Dwayne, what's our concern of the week?
Well, the phone, you know, it's getting to be a time for spring and starting to work outside. And definitely the question is, can I rake my lawn? You can come and rake my lawn.
I'm not going to rake your lawn, nope.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you can start working on your lawn. You know, they say if you get out there too early, it's been warm, though. It's warmed up. The lawns look like crap out there. And they always do at this time of the year. So you could, you know, go out there and clean them up, rake them up. Also a good time to prune your bushes if you haven't done that and get things ready to go for spring and get things blooming.
Now, there are different kind of rakes, Dwayne. The hard garden rake, you recommend that for your lawn, too?
I do a hard garden rake because, well, first of all, it's too hard to get through there. That's for the garden, you know, for leveling type things. A broom rake, you know, that has the tines on it. You know, the old-fashioned ones that had wires, I like those. They work really hard, work good. And you get some of that thatch out of there, that dead grass. You know, you can work those pretty hard.
With a wire rake?
An old wire broom rake?
Yeah. They still make them, I wonder?
I don't know, but if you got some of those, I think they're valuable.
Okay.
Especially if you got Paul to run it for you.
Right. That's actually good exercise raking.
Oh, it's excellent. And, you know, gardening and working on your lawn is the number one exercise in the world.
It is.
Yep. People get out gardening, they still consider that good and healthy for you.
Okay. All right. We got a couple questions here, Dwayne. You ready?
I'm always.
All right. We got about 6 minutes left here. I'm going to go with, is mulch, I thought this was a good question, is mulch the same as compost?
Definitely not.
Okay. Why not?
Compost is an organic matter that's rotted, okay, and that you've put in a compost pile. Or like peat moss, it's rotted plant material or rotted material. And the purpose for that is to mix that in with your soil to build up the organic matter, and that's where your fungi and bacteria live, and also loosens up your soil. Okay, so that's a soil amendment. Some people call that fertilizer, but it's not. It's just to help break your soil up and get the right environment for your roots to grow. Mulch is what you mulch or put on top of your soil, you know, like rocks or wood chips, or some people put grass clippings. That's mulch. Mulch helps hold the moisture in, keeps the weeds down. So when you buy, when people ask me if we have mulch, usually referring to different colors of wood chips that we sell.
And that's just to keep the moisture in, and what else?
Well, keep your moisture in, the weeds down, and make it look pretty.
Okay.
You know?
And so, you take that mulch off after a while then, right?
Well, you know, you mulch around your house, Paul. You know, rocks around your house is mulch. Or if you put wood chips around your house, that's mulch. Or if you mulch your garden, you would you would be like putting straw in there. I wouldn't put grass clippings, or probably your put straw in your garden. That I would consider that mulch. Something to protect your soil, hold the moisture in, protect your roots. And compost is worked into the soil.
Okay, and yeah. Okay, got that. Yeah, that I thought that was a good question.
You know what? How many years we've been doing this? 500 or something like that. I don't think we've ever had that question before.
Yeah. If somebody wanted to know, so.
Good. That's the definition according to Dwayne.
Okay, and that's a good definition. You know, Dwayne, we've been doing the radio show well since Terry left, but you've made me a master gardener almost. I've learned so much from you about gardening and plants and.
Thank you, but you know, everybody has their area of expertise, and you know, my I was raised in the garden. We go all the way back to Myrtle, my mom, and raised on the farm, but she always had a garden, so I've been involved with gardening and trees and shrubs all my life, so I have a passion for that. So, and we've done a lot of questions over the years, so I've always learned from this too. So,
yep. All right, just got a couple of minutes, and our last question is, what are the best gardening tools? What do you need? What are the best gardening tools? I'm not sure.
My smart answer to that is one that somebody else is using. Gardening tools, I mean, Frisker is a good name in tools, okay, because I use Frisker hand shears and do a lot of pruning, and I do a lot of pruning, so that's a good one. Any high quality type things, you can get some that anything with an oak handle is probably better than an ash handle because it seems to be stronger wood. But I don't know if you buy higher end tools, I think you'll be better off because it's better steel. But you know, those things are hard to find these days. You just don't. One other tool that I really like is when I am hoeing is a sickle saw blade on the end. It's a triangle blade.
Okay.
And it's not very big, so you can get in around things, and
good.
It's easy to use instead of a big old one. I can't, being almost 70 years old, I can't handle those anymore.
Right, okay. Hey, Dwayne, we're running out of time here. We only got about 30 seconds. Where are you located? When you open? And
we're located in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. Still have three stores. We're open. Madison is open from 9 to 4, not open on Saturdays. Dawson's open from 8 to 5, and we're open Saturday morning from 9 to 12. Montevideo is open from 8 to 5 and open Saturday 9 to 3:30. So, and if not, if those hours don't work for you, give us a call and we'll help you out. And you don't have to do all your questions on the radio. You can also call us. We get lots of calls. And
all right, real good. Got to run, Dwayne.
Happy Easter.
You bet. Talk to you next Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery.
You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.